This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Girls, listen to this podcast and know that you are not alone. Lads, listen to it and please take notes. Let's face it, the vast majority of you need all the help that you can get. These are real life stories which actually happened to us and we are very, very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times. So if you are easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, it's probably best to switch off now. Hey, it's Rachel Rood, back again for episode 5 of Men Not Boys. Melissa, you are back again as you are my relationship guru, the girl who is always in a relationship and I am always single. So here we are and we are talking today all about that first kiss.
A dreaded first kiss.
It is a dreaded thing,
isn't it? It really is, yeah.
It's not something to enjoy, it's something to dread.
Because even like throughout a first date, towards the end, you're sitting there thinking, oh God, do I have to kiss him?
Yeah.
When's the kiss coming? I want to kiss him. Is he going to kiss me? Shall I kiss him? Like, what do you do?
Have you ever kissed someone?
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, first.
You were there?
Oh my God, yeah, I was.
Do you not remember?
She lunged. So if you like someone and they're not kissing you, you just jump in and kiss them, yeah.
Well, if I feel like it's going, if the vibe's right, yeah, why not?
I don't think I ever have, but I'm shy.
I think I'd be more shy now. This was a few years ago, but when I was a little bit more like out there, I think now I'll be a little bit more shy.
You just grab someone's face and snog the face off
That's
them?
That's basically what I did, yeah.
Have you ever had one of those kisses that when you think about it, it makes you gag?
Not gag, but cringe. I've had one kiss, I remember, because it was after a date. And during, like, it was going on for a while, I had one of them snogs. And I kind of opened my eyes, and his eyes were wide open.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Why is his eyes open? So I closed my eyes, and then like, I kind of looked again. I was like, oh, they're still open. I was like, oh, my God, he's had his eyes open this whole time.
I do always peek to see if their eyes are open.
You can't help but peek when it's going on for that long. You do have a little peek, and then I was like, that was...
Having eyelashes on though makes it so much easier to disguise that you're peeking, but don't actually.
Yeah, because
like,
you can sort of like squint and it looks like close. But it'd be weird if they open theirs and you're just casually peeking at that exact time.
It's like when they stare at you, though, it's so creepy.
I know.
But you know what? One of them was from when I was literally probably about 16 years old. And this boy, he told me that he looked like Richard Fleischman and he was friends of mine. So I was like, oh, okay. And I really fancied Richard Fleischman at the time. Yeah. So I went to go meet him and I knew that he was legit because literally he was like in my group of friends. We just hadn't really met each other and he didn't look like Richard Fleischman at all. He completely catfished me. And this was before catfish was even around. And then he said to me, are we going to neck or what? Because I've been waiting to all day.
Oh my God.
Because I was 16, I felt embarrassed. So I just grabbed his face and he was like just pure. I can just remember drinking his saliva. That's the only way I can say it. Is he like, oh. The saliva was just so... Volumous.
I think them young kisses though, I remember like hanging around streets and lads being like, are we gonna neck or what? And then they'd do and they'd be like really quick, really hard lips, tongue in and out. You'd be like, am I doing this wrong? What are they doing this wrong? When you think
back, the whole crew's watching. like, this is just awkward, mate. Like, but you used to do it, didn't you?
You did.
But then you think, oh my God, does anyone ever say that I'm a bad kisser? Maybe you're a bad kisser. Maybe I'm a bad kisser.
You know what? It's possible, isn't it? You just never know.
Maybe you should
snog
the back of
your hand.
It's
all about how you like relax your lips and stuff. Because if you tense your lips up, if you're not ready for a kiss, and it's gonna be bad because you're just gonna be like. But if you're relaxed and you're into it and you're feeling it, and they're a good kisser and you're a good kisser, then it's a good kiss. But if one of you is a bad kisser, then the whole kiss could just be a disaster.
But a kiss can make you not fancy someone. Because there's this guy I used to work with. And he was so fit. And his name was Mr. Jimmy Choo because he worked for Jimmy Choo. I just thought he was gorgeous. And I don't know how I managed to like pure get in there with him, but I did. And then we saw each other a few times. He never kissed me, but he was really cocky. So it really like baffled me.
Yeah.
Because he kept coming back, but then he never kissed me. So I think
knew he was a bad kisser.
Oh my God. He licked my chin to my nose. I can still smell the spit and it was years ago. And I remember I actually wrote a song about how bad he was and it's called The Minute We Kissed It Was Over. It was awful.
That could be a classic one day.
Oh my God, I think, do you know what? I think I need to push that song out a bit
further. You really
should. Because it was a really good song. It was like a proper Ed Sheeran. It told the story and it was just dreadful. And I remember he was dead like forceful with it. So my whole chin, and I'm just thinking,
it's
oh my makeup's
coming off. It's
because
they think they're being sexy sometimes. Oh. And it's just not sexy. I've had one guy that I was like kissing him. You know, sometimes you can bite a lip and it'd be nice. This lad was literally, I think he was hungry.
He was
like chewing on it. I think I actually pulled back and was like, ow.
Oh my God, did you say that to him?
I was like, that hurts. He was like, oh, sorry, do you not like your lip being bitten? I was like, yeah, like a little tiny bite. Don't like chew on it like it's an apple.
Oh my God, that is, no, I've never been bitten, like,
yeah,
I've been bitten but never on my lip. That would be a bit weird.
No, because if you never kiss somebody, you can bite the lip a little bit and that'd be nice.
Yeah, but not a
sexy, but like this, it was only the one time I've ever been like
chewed on. Pure munched. No, I just think some first kisses, it's something to be dreaded.
It is.
Especially if the date isn't going so well and you're like, yeah. Oh,
if you're not feeling
God.
It, it's always going to be a bad kiss, even if they are a good kisser. And if it's the wrong time, it's going to be a bad kiss as well, because you're just not relaxed, you're not into it.
But what about good first kisses?
Good first kisses, well, they're good, aren't they?
But what makes someone a good kisser compared to a bad kisser? That's the question. Like, what's the magic solution to it?
You can just tell. That's when the spark comes, when you're kissing them, if it's good, and there's a spark there, and you like the kiss. If you come away from the kiss and you want to kiss them again, then it's a good kiss. If you come away and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but they might be thinking the same about you.
You just never know, do you?
Do you know what? My favourite type of kiss was when you were like going round at the age of 20, just club necking whoever was there in front of you.
Oh yeah, we've all done that.
I wouldn't even know half the people I've kissed.
You've kissed me.
We've kissed. Okay, let's just put it out there. Me and Melissa have actually kissed each other.
In fact, when you were saying about if I ever went up and just kissed the guy, just before I kissed him, I kissed you.
I know, you used me. You used me. I feel a bit used.
I've been single for about 11 hours. and I was at the bar with you, just snogged you, showing off, like, look, I can kiss my friend.
The guy I liked and the guy Melissa liked were standing next to each other. And it worked for you.
But you were a good kisser.
Oh, thanks. So were you.
Those were the days. Those are the best days.
I've not club-necked anyone in a long time.
I think you're probably the last person I club-necked.
I think he was the last person I club-necked. That
I miss it.
Back in the day, I remember going to, like, parties and you'd have competitions of
how many people
you could snog. And now if I had a daughter and that daughter was having that competition, I'd be like, are you joking? That's like, disgusting.
I snogged 17 lads down. Yeah. Like, did you snog? And it's like, oh my God,
you'd be like, kissing him, I'll go and kiss him.
Aren't we terrible?
It's disgusting. But I think everyone did it back then.
Don't think people do it now, but it's like, well, they might do. But it was like when you go the frenzy.
I think nowadays they go further than kissing.
I know. Dreadful. Dreadful.
Back in my day.
But, okay. Have you ever been dating someone and them just not kissed you though? Because no. This has happened to me.
I think when it gets to a certain point, if you've been going on dates and you don't kiss, you've been friend zoned.
No, but you know what, right? Okay, so the last two lads I've dated, the last two have both, what, the last one, date three, he kissed me on. Date three.
He could have just been nervous because you're quite intimidating.
Said, yeah, well, that's the thing. He just grabbed me and said, let me kiss you, and just grabbed my face and kissed me. And I was like, oh, okay, that's just...
I think okay. Maybe that sounds like he wanted to kiss you the first date, maybe
he
didn't.
He kept second telling
date
me.
He wanted to, and then he's just not had the confidence to, and then he's just gone, oh, let me kiss you, and just done it to get it out the way.
I completely agree with you. I think that's what happens. Yeah. I do, honestly, because
he's probably tried to kiss you, and you've just done the crab back.
The first date, he messaged me afterwards and was like, oh, I didn't even get a kiss. And I thought, okay. Well, I was really drunk, actually, after that. Then the second date, he followed me to my car, because it was like a lunch date, and was like, I've only followed you to the car to get a kiss. So I was like, oh. And then he didn't kiss me, so I was like, well,
I was waiting for you to kiss him.
That's just awkward. Yeah, but he was about 6'4". I couldn't jump up that high. He had to be bend down.
You don't have to jump up and just
I was two stairs
sort
up.
Sort of like cuddle into him and look up and
no, it didn't
create
happen like
the
that.
Moment.
It weren't happening. I was in the middle of a forest. It weren't happening. And then date three, I was on a set of stairs.
I feel so sorry for these guys going on dates with you. They've just got no hope.
No, they do. That's a thing I want. I want someone to be hopeful and to date me. But it just doesn't happen. But then the last lad I dated, every time I went on a date with him, he didn't even attempt to kiss me. He didn't come near me. But then afterwards, he texted me being like, I'm going to kiss you. And I'm like, well, do it then.
Yeah, that's a bit
like,
weird.
Like, telling me that you're going to do it afterwards. Like, you don't even... there wasn't even any backwards crawling because I actually thought he was quite fit, so I would have kissed him. But he didn't. Yeah, and then I longed him off, and then he got back with his girlfriend, which tends to be a running theme with me.
Actually, the last couple of boyfriends I've had have married the next girlfriend.
Oh.
I don't think anything get
with me, and they think, oh God, she was the other girlfriend was so good. I'm getting back with her. I'm just going to marry her after experiencing that hell.
Oh. Okay, but the question is now, though, what is there a rule? What number date is a good number to kiss someone on? Because sometimes the first date isn't happening for you.
Yeah, I'd say the first two dates and three maximum. Fourth date, you are just friends. Like, it'd be too awkward to even attempt to kiss them on the fourth date, because I'd be like,
but what
if
you
too far in?
Imagine you went on a date with someone and you really liked him and he didn't kiss you, but then he did actually message you and was like, I really want to kiss you, but I'm shy. And then you went on another date.
Yeah, that's more understandable.
And you got to date four and he still hadn't kissed you. What would you do?
I'd be like, you're too quiet for me. Like, if he's that shy with that, what else is he going to be shy with? You'd be like, 6 months in and he's still not even slept with him.
Is that a problem for you?
I know, you're all blocked up then. Yeah, you'd be
would
like...
Would you not wait 6 months for someone?
No.
No?
Needs. Would you?
It would depend on how fit they were. Do you know what
if
I mean?
If I was waiting for 6 months for someone, I'd be like, he has a micro penis that he does not want to show me.
Really?
Yeah. Were you questioning?
Have you ever had a micro penis?
A micro penis? No. Have you?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I've Googled them. Have you seen them?
No, never a micro penis. But you know what?
I'm a small penis.
Yeah, I haven't. Do you know what? I don't think size. You always say size is everything. You like?
I don't say size.
You
something.
Said you said
I used to.
Size is
till I got a small one.
Till you've got a small one.
No, because years ago when I was like younger, I used to think size, and then one of the best lads I went with had a smaller one. Then I went back and had big ones, and it hurt.
Yeah, they I'm just, with you on that.
It's about how you use it.
It's the motion of the ocean,
definitely,
and not the depth of the. Threat. Okay, so I do think we've actually gone a bit off topic. We will talk about that later on in the series, so make sure you are keeping in tune for that one. We will approach that subject. I think this is an interesting one. But okay, so we've clarified. Date three, if they haven't kissed you by date three, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's either a conversation that needs to be had, or frankly, they're just terrified of you. It's never gonna work.
Yeah.
Okay, so date three. Okay, now techniques. Good kissing, bad kissing. Good kissing, it's like whether it's got the spark there, the pressure, the lips.
Yeah, the speed of it.
Also, not too much saliva. Oh my God, one guy I actually kissed, I felt like I was having like one of them sword fights with his tongue.
I've had like, one of them boom. Before, like a lizard.
Yeah.
Like really hard.
And you're like, are you trying to like fight me or kiss me or gag me? Like, I don't get it. What are you trying to do?
I've actually had a couple of them, I think.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is that like a common thing for you?
Yeah, it's like when they have the lips all hard and they just...
Oh, hard.
Oh, it's hot. I can't.
Or when they don't open them, so it's like...
Yeah. you're trying to stick your tongue in their mouth. You're like, come on, open up.
You try and use your mouth to like open their mouth up a bit. And go, so you're like backwards kissing like a whale. If only you could see what I'm doing right now. Melissa's like, you weirdo.
I understand what you're saying now.
But you know what I mean? You know, when they're like with their mouths really, really little, like a little... Bumble.
A little tight anus.
And you're like trying to make it wide. With your mouth. Oh, this is just totally... We've got such filthy minds. So yeah, I bad kisses when it comes to it. I've drowned in saliva. I've had my face licked. I've had sword fights. I've had people with no pressure on their lips, so you can't really feel what's going on. All you feel is like a tongue hitting you, and you're like, where's this coming from? Where they're just like pathetic, like you're not doing anything. And you need a bit of filler in them, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've had the ones that have bit me, the ones that have stared at me throughout the entire kiss.
Do not open your eyes. It's such a problem. Don't open your eyes. But also when they like, what do they do with their hands? I like it when they've got their hands around your head.
Oh my God, have you ever had one that just stands there? It's
behind them.
And you're like, oh, pull me close, do something, touch me.
You just feel like you're standing there like a dildo.
Like a penguin.
Snot.
Like off in between us.
Oh my God. One lad I was with kissed me while I was in the middle of driving, and that was really awkward. Literally, I was in the middle of driving and he just grabbed me and kissed me, and I was like, I just had to slam on. That was awkward.
Weird. And yeah, I like grabbing and kissing, but not like while she's driving.
I'm literally in the middle of driving and he just grabbed, it was like he just thought, fuck it, and grabbed me and kissed me. And I was like, oh, well, but I really fancied him and he was a really good kisser. So I just let him.
Yeah.
He was really good.
I think it just depends. But I think it also depends on how much spark you've got with someone.
It does.
Because if you've got no spark, the kiss is not going to be good.
Exactly. You know when the time's right to kiss someone. And if you don't feel like it's right, just don't force it. Because if you force it, it's probably going to end up being a bad kiss.
Some of the best kisses I ever had was club necking though. I do feel like a pensioner now. Like, can't
go
around.
People still club neck?
I feel like it's like frowned upon now. Isn't it like only you're disgusting if you club neck? I should do it as a full-on sport.
We go out and club neck people, but we'd never sleep with people. But now people go out and just sleep with people like it's nothing.
Yeah. Our
times have changed.
Innocence has changed.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're speaking about first kisses, and we said that we were going to save this one for another podcast, but I do think it needs to be clarified. First kisses, date three. How long until you spend the night with someone? What date must
this
you?
This is a hard one because I think you can spend the night with someone earlier on, but it depends what you do while spending the night with them.
That is a good answer, Melissa. Very diplomatic.
So it's a big test of if you can spend the night with them without sleeping with them, without having sex with them.
But is that a test for you or for them?
For both. To see how much they try, to see if they try, to see how hard they push, to see if you give in, to see if you do it, to see how long you want to wait, to see if you're comfortable enough with them and just spending the night.
Yeah, I think it's one thing spending the night with someone, because I've had actually quite a lot of long distance relationships, so I've had to travel. Spend nights with people.
I've done this exact same, so I've had to go.
But not been ready to
sleep in a bed with them. And yeah, you're not ready to sleep with them yet.
Yeah.
And it's always a test of, are they going to push it too far? Because if they do try and push it and keep trying and trying and you're saying no, then it's off-putting.
Yeah, it's really
off-putting.
So you
can like them a lot, they can be a good kisser, but if they keep trying and you're saying no, it's...
You're not ready.
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of mine have been long distance, so I've always ended up like, it's been a bit awkward, where you're like, okay, I don't even know you, but I'm getting in the bed with you. But at the same time, I think it shows a sign of respect.
It does. From yourself and how much they like you as well.
Yeah, but it's like it shows how much they like you. Are they willing to invest in you? Like, I remember one lad I was with, he was like, he kept trying with me and I was like, no. And he was like, I don't mind not sleeping with you as long as I know you're not sleeping with anyone else.
That's fair enough.
And I was like, I'm not sleeping with anyone else.
Yeah.
So then he waited then. But he just needed to have that conversation. So I think for me, it really depends on how much you like them. Date five.
I was about to say the exact same thing. I'd say date five is probably the perfect time to spend the night with someone.
Yeah.
But don't sleep with them.
Yeah. But it also depends on how long it's taken them to kiss you though. Because if you haven't kissed them till date three, I don't really feel like a first date is a first date until you've kissed them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Depends how comfortable you get with someone as well. You can meet someone, it'll take you ages to become comfortable with them. Because you've got to remember, staying over with someone, that's waking up with no makeup on, waking up with morning breath, talking in your sleep, possibly snoring.
Farting.
You don't know what you're going to do when you're asleep. You've got to be prepared to be comfortable. Because once you're asleep, it's not in your control. So.
Yeah, it's true. But I remember my first boyfriend who was long distance, I actually did used to get out of bed, put makeup on and
so
go
I used to get up for makeup and get back in bed, but now I could not be arsed doing that.
God,
I was younger,
no.
And I used to wake up and be like, could you look so perfect every day? I was like,
my ex said that to me. He was like, God, you look all right when you wake up in the morning. I thought, just all right, mate, I've got 3 layers of makeup on.
You used to try and do it as natural as possible.
I know, no lashes or anything, just like quite natural. But yeah, I remember that. But I do think, first is such a hard debate because it really does depend on the person.
Yeah.
Like, some people, you're like, oh my God, I'm really attracted to you and I really want to take things further with you. And some people, you still have to suss them out for a while.
Yeah, you do. But it depends as well on the situation, because if you meet someone, as you said, that's a long distance to go on your first date, it is like a weekend away somewhere and you're really committing because, you know, you've spoke to them a lot, you've got to know them. Do they offer you the spare room? Do they assume that you're going to sleep in their bed? There's all these questions.
Know,
and if you do
so
sleep
good.
In their bed, it's like...
Do you know what? They always make you a spare room and you always end up sleeping in their bed. Let's all just be honest about that.
That
it doesn't really happen that way, does it? You don't take the spare room. You go, oh yeah, I just put my stuff in the spare room. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
and then
you
have
come
to go
back.
And get in the morning. You're like, oh damn. But it's, you know, and I think you're right. Sleeping in a bed with someone and sleeping with someone... is two different things.
It's two massively different things.
Yeah.
Fifth date sounds around about the right time to spend the night with someone, but don't have sex with them.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't want to.
But what about sex?
That's another one. It depends on the situation, how you're feeling. Like,
let's talk about sex, baby.
I don't know. Do you might plan to spend the night and just plan to spend the night and then more happens? It might not happen. But then what if you're spending the night loads and you've still not slept together? And then does it get awkward? Like, why is he not trying to have sex with me?
That's never happened to me. You get dry. No, they do.
Yeah, they do. They do actually. That's what I've noticed. If you spend the night with someone, the more comfortable they get. The first night, they'll spoon you.
Yeah.
Like, feel your bum. Then the second night you spend around, they'll feel your boobs. And then the next time, they are dry. You wake up and you're just like, what's that on my back?
A rabbit on you. And you're like, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's it. It's. I think it's all about who you're with. It's a difficult one.
It is a difficult one. You can't judge that entire situation on every person.
There is not one set rule. Although Steve off the TV chat show, Steve, he said every woman should wait 90 days.
Keep the cookie in the cookie jar.
You should keep the cookie in the cookie jar. But then it's like women.
I think he's a little bit old fashioned though. Times have changed since he was courting. Yeah. Some women, what are your thoughts on sleeping with someone on the first night? The first date, the first night you spend together?
You know me, Melissa, I am the prude from Prudeland.
Yeah.
I am. We've all had dodgy moments, but I am a prude and I'm not a one-night stand sort of girl. But at the same time, I do feel like, if anything, I wish I could be let it go a little bit.
Yeah.
And have a bit more fun with it, but I can't because I'm just such a prude about it.
Well, the amount of dates you go on, if you slept with every one of them,
I'd be a full-on whore. But I am also a prude. I'm very much, I have to like you.
Yeah.
I have to really like you. What about you? First date? Have you ever? Would you ever? Do you ever?
I have. But
you would and you do.
I've been in a relationship with them after this.
Yeah.
That's how they fall in love with me.
That's what happens. Melissa goes on a date.
I don't sleep with everyone on the first date. I have slept with two people on the first date.
But that's the difference. I've been speaking
to them quite a while before that as well.
Most people say, like, if you sleep with someone on the first date, they've got no respect for you and they never see you again. But even when I don't sleep with people on the first date, they have no respect for me and don't see me again. So it's not a one rule for all.
You can't really put a time on anything. Especially in this day and age as well. Like, people are just free and they do what they want. And women are like men these days. Like, women don't get judged as much for it. It's still looked down upon, don't get me wrong. If a woman sleeps with every man she comes across, she will get a name for herself. But it's not as frowned upon as it used to be.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think it's more accepted, but, you know, with this feminism movement thing that's going on
Why can men do that and women can't?
No, and I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you, and it's so awful the way a woman can have one night of fun and be completely judged for it.
Yeah.
And get a complete name for herself.
But men get praised.
Praised and praised and praised. Yeah. Like, the difference between the number of people I've slept with and the number of people ex-boyfriends of mine have slept with is times it by 10
and they
more.
Don't like it if they find out how many people you've slept with, and they've slept with like 10 times more. They still judge you for how many you've been with, and you're like, who are you to judge when you've literally been with 10 times the amount I've been with?
But you know what though, it is sort of like a thing that I feel like I've had to accept, as much as I'm a bit of a prude and I like to keep myself, you know, I don't want a reputation. I feel like when they go, oh, I slept with 130 people, I'm like, I just have to accept
that. I don't like it when they brag about that. But in my personal opinion, I don't like sleeping around. It's not that I feel like I should be able to, and I should have the same rights as men, and I should be able to do that and not get a name for myself. I just personally don't like that and don't want to do that. That's my choice. It's not something I've ever thrived to do.
Yeah.
Some women, they should have the option, if they do want to do it, But I feel like men brag about it. Like, men, I've been with over 100 girls. And it's so off-putting, it's not attractive, it's completely repulsive.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're going to wrap it up there. I think you've just hit the nail on the head. What have we learned? What have we learned, Melissa, from episode 5?
I don't know, how would you round that up? Like,
I would just think that it's like, men will respect you and your choices and your time frames.
Yeah.
Where a boy won't want to date you if you won't sleep with him straight away.
Yeah, a boy won't be interested if he can't get where he wants. If they wait out and hold out for you, they're obviously interested in the long run.
Yeah, and so maybe the guys who are waiting for the third date to kiss you are the men. Maybe they're the ones with the respect.
Very good point, yeah.
Maybe we're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe we are attracting boys because we want to be ravished. Okay, so as you know, this podcast is actually about the lifespan of a relationship. We've covered first dates, we've covered Tinder, we've covered kissing, we've covered may or may not have slept with them. I think the next one needs to be all about becoming official. Because it is so awkward, isn't it, Melissa?
Oh my God, it's like the dread of conversation. How do you bring that up? How do you know if you're official? Are you just official?
It's painful.
It's horrible.
I can't wait to talk about it.
And the worst thing is when you bring it up and they say, no, I'm not ready for that yet. Oh God, that's a big conversation.
Okay, we'll save that one for next week. Thanks, Melissa, for coming along again, for bringing the drinks again. I'll get them next time. And I'll see you next week.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim, to get you to the top of your mini-league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL-obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and 5 Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.